Bobby, we didn't play your music this morning, but you are live and exclusive from the United States. Morning, Bob.
I don't need music. Just nice talking to you. Hey, hey, thank you, good Basil. Morning. Good morning, Millsy.
Morning, Bobby.
Yeah, mate, with it. Within the past 2 hours, we have seen this country's newest high-profile political pair, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, make their first joint appearance, started about 3 hours late. That was in a high school gym near Biden's home in Delaware. Yesterday, Trump called Harris a nasty senator. I mentioned that then. Today, Biden shot back.
Calling Kamala, quote, nasty, whining. It's no surprise, because whining is what Donald Trump does best. Better than any president in American history.
Harris spoke next, laying the blame for America's huge coronavirus death toll, now 165,000, right at Donald Trump's feet.
When other countries are following the science, Trump pushed miracle cures he saw on Fox News. While other countries were flattening the curve, he said the virus would just poof, go away. But there's a reason it has hit America worse than any other advanced nation. It's because of Trump's failure to take it seriously from the start.
Kamala Harris there, senator from California, now Joe Biden's running mate. And Millsy, what a different scene this was. I mean, no cheering, no crowd inside that gym. Far from what we're used to seeing when members of a White House ticket come together for the first time publicly.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems like she's about to cry. How has Donald Trump responded?
Yeah, she was pretty emotional, you're right. Trump appeared at his daily coronavirus news conference within the past hour, and instead of attacking Harris again, he claimed just in the last few minutes, the Democrats would reinstate federal regulations that he has struck down.
We cut so many horrible regulations, and Biden, with his new partner, Kamala, will, if you think he's going to put it all back, but many times more. I mean, they want to increase regulation.
You heard it here first yesterday morning from the first anti-Biden-Harris ad from the Trump campaign machine.
Slow Joe and phony Kamala.
At Millsy and Basil, the next 83 days leading up to Election Day are sure to be rough and tough.
No worries, he's already mucked the name up. He's calling her Kamala. So how do you actually say her name? Is it Kamala or Kamala?
Kamala here in California, hey. Where she is. Of course, the senator. Yeah, okay. We call her Kamala.
Kamala.
Okay. He was calling her Kamala, like as in Pamela.
Pamela, yeah, Kamala. So how are we going to remember that? Like, thanks, Bobby. Kamala as in, like, what rolls off to remind you of that?
Kamala?
No.
Camelot?
So it's not Kamala.
No.
So don't say
why?
Kamala.
People so
Kamala. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Kamal. Yeah.